Mary had a little lamb,
The fault.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe me.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
And we're up.
I may not be the loudest person up here, but I think we've already got that in the White House. Houston, we have a problem. We have a guy there that is literally running our country like a game show. He would rather lie than lead. I think we need something different. I am someone that tells the truth. I don't make promises that I can't keep. I have people's back, and I believe that to win, you bring people with you, and that is how you govern as well. So you're going to hear a lot of ideas up here. Some will be great, but if you see that some of them seem a little off track, I've got a better way. If you feel stuck in the middle of the extremes in our politics and you are tired of the noise and the nonsense, you've got a home with me. Because I don't want to be the president for half of America. I want to be the president for all of America.
And all right, so Amy Klobuchar, these are the opens. Amy Klobuchar opened with this president runs the country like a game show. But it's not even a game show that you can win. But with Andrew Yang.
In America today, everything revolves around the almighty dollar. Our schools, our hospitals, our media, even our government. It's why we don't trust our institutions anymore. We have to get our country working for us again instead of the other way around. We have to see ourselves as the owners and shareholders of this democracy rather than inputs into a giant machine. When you donate money to a presidential campaign, what happens? The politician spends the money on TV ads and consultants, and you hope it works out. It's time to trust ourselves more than our politicians. That's why I'm going to do something unprecedented tonight. My campaign will now give a freedom dividend of $1,000 a month for an entire year to 10 American families, someone watching this at home right now. If you believe that you can solve your own problems better than any politician, go to yang2020.com and tell us how $1,000 a month will help you do just that. This is how we will get our country working for us again, the American people.
Moneyball, show me the money! I don't know if that's legal. Do you? Nobody knows. Now, I will say that it became a game show like that, really, really quick. And people are trashing Andrew Yang, not me, but people are trashing him, saying, you know, he turned this whole thing into, you know, a lottery where you enter to win. It's like, you know, I'll give a podcast to the first 10 callers. Not really. But he, you know. And he's been doing this, you know. He's been giving out of his own pocket $1,000. He's been giving $1,000 a month to a family in New Hampshire, a family in Iowa, and a family in Florida. What do those states have in common? I don't know. I'll let you figure it out. All right. But people were like, you know, on his case. But I want to show you something and ask you point blank, what is the difference? Andrew Yang says that he's vetted this through his legal team. And he's also, Andrew Yang is a lawyer. In fact, everyone on that stage is a lawyer. I will say Elizabeth Warren is a school teacher slash lawyer slash college professor slash consumer protection advocate. But everybody else on that stage is a lawyer slash vice president, lawyer slash entrepreneur, lawyer slash senator, lawyer slash, right? So they're all lawyers, and, you know, Kamala was laughing out loud, and she was saying, hey, that's a very original idea. But nobody, you know, discussed whether or not it was legal. But here's what Donald Trump does. So for those of you who wanted to criticize last night, because I saw you all saying, oh, yeah, so now he's buying votes. He's buying votes. Yeah, really?
We're now working on a middle tax. We're working on a tax cut for the middle-income people.
Can't even say middle class.
That is going to be very, very inspirational. It's going to be something that I think it's what everyone's really looking for, and
we'll be announcing
it sometime in the next year. But it'll be a very, very substantial tax cut for middle-income folks who work so hard, and we'll look forward to that. We're going to work on it all together.
That was yesterday in Baltimore, a city he called, you know, uninhabitable, a pure hell place to live. And, of course, the Republican caucus, the House, Republican House members, they picked Baltimore for their retreat, and so that's where he went. And there were protesters outside. And what does he do? I mean, this promise that he made to do a middle-class tax cut, he can't even force himself to say middle-class because he really wants to say unwashed masses. You know he does. This is what he thinks of his own supporters. I'll never forget the day he was at a rally, and he looked out, and he saw who his supporters really were at the beginning of this thing in, like, 2015. And he actually said out loud, because he's douchey. He said out loud, "These are my people," with such disappointment. He power shifted into, "I love the undereducated," right? This is how he talks about you. This clip I just played was yesterday in Baltimore. Last year, Donald Trump promised a middle class tax cut after each and everybody realized they got nothing from this massive tax cut that went to the wealthy and the corporate. And so now all of a sudden he goes to Baltimore and he's saying, we're going to do another tax. Again, the same promise as last year. So he's admitting that his tax cut did not go to the unwashed masses, did not go to us, did not go to the middle class. Okay, that's number one. And number two, it's the same promise last year that we would get a middle class tax cut this year that he's making this year, telling you we'll get it next year if you elect him. So everybody, it's like Moneyball now. It's all about, you know, like, you know, who can get what. And I just want to say, if Andrew Yang does not prevail, do we get like a do I get a consolation prize? Do I get a year's worth of Rice-A-Roni? Minwax? Turtle wax? Varnish? Something? Consolation prize? It was weird, I have to say. I mean, here you had Amy Klobuchar saying that the president runs it like a game show, and then it was like first 10 callers right now. So that was interesting. But, you know, he did do a post-debate interview, Yang did, and he tried to explain why we're entitled to get paid.
So to those who say, man, these people in the Democratic Party, they just can't give away my money fast enough, what's your answer?
Well, first, a study just came out that said that our data is now more valuable than oil. So I'd ask them to reflect, did you get your data check in the mail? There are companies that are profiting to the tune of billions of dollars off of our information. And that's the nature of the 21st century economy. This is not us getting something for nothing. This is actually our getting what we should be getting as the owners and shareholders of the richest country in the history of the world.
So you're saying that the money that gives each of us $1,000 a month doesn't come from tax rolls? It comes from where?
Well, it comes from the biggest winners of the 21st century economy. You have a trillion-dollar tech company, Amazon, closing 30% of America's stores and malls and literally paying zero in taxes. So if we give the American people our fair share of every Amazon sale, every Google search, every Facebook ad, every robot truck mile, we can easily afford a dividend of $1,000 a month for every American, because we're going to end up taking this money and then spend it in our communities anyway.
Why doesn't that offend capitalism?
This is capitalism where income doesn't start at zero. And it's not just me. Jamie Dimon, CEO of JPMorgan Chase, recently came out and said we should declare a national emergency around the economy and have a negative income tax, which is very, very similar to my dividend. So this is the most capitalist thing in the world, because our consumer economy and our markets function much, much better when we have money to spend. It's going to be great for business.
You know, that is a very, very interesting proposal. Andrew Yang is a big brain, unlike the small brain that we have now. Thinking about the future and the economy that we have right now in real time, that Amazon, Facebook, Twitter, everybody that collects our data should be paying us. Isn't that something?